Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's 7 o'clock. This is Jenny Lacey. The last game of the South African rugby tour of New Zealand has been played amid the worst violence between anti-apartheid demonstrators and police since the series began. The protesters even took to the sky in an attempt to disrupt the final game, which New Zealand won 25-22 to take the series 2-1. There were fierce clashes in the streets leading to the ground. As Nadu Ballantyne-Scott reports, some of the protesters formed small groups to try to break through police lines.
One was named the Steve Biko Shield Squad, named after the black African who died in police custody. Today is the anniversary of his death. With solid shields, they drove into police lines, with police retaliating with batons bludgeoning a path through them. The protesters threw a fishing net over the lawmen, an act which led to confusion among police. All the time, an aircraft hired under a false name made low passes, some within 100 feet over the field. Throughout the play, it dropped countless flower bombs. One scored a direct hit on a TV camera, another upon an All Black. The All Blacks won the day, but the South Africans at home never got to see the play. Demonstrators cut the link to the satellite station carrying the pictures to South Africa. Nadu Ballantyne, Scott Irin, following the Springboks in New Zealand.
Police in three counties are today stepping up their hunts for murderers in London, Devon and Bedfordshire. South London police are scouring a secluded footpath in Wimbledon for a murder weapon after a 12-year-old girl was sexually assaulted and beaten to death. The body of Natalie Hill was found in undergrowth, and the police say only a madman can have done such a thing. Devon police are looking for clues after the body of a middle-aged woman was found strangled and assaulted on an isolated clifftop near the village of Kingsbridge. And football fans in Luton are being asked today to help in the hunt for a vicious killer, as Nigel Charters reports.
Police in the town will be using the football club's new £100,000 electronic scoreboard to seek information about the man who murdered a 36-year-old shopkeeper last month. Carol Morgan was killed by blows from an axe in her store at nearby Leighton Buzzard. A description of the man will be displayed on the Giants scoreboard during the second division match between Luton and Sheffield Wednesday. The man's aged about 21, and his dark green Ford or Vauxhall estate car has been the subject of massive police checks. Now the police hope their appeal will get extra coverage during the game.
Belfast police are questioning three men after the discovery of a huge store of arms and explosives in the Lower Falls Road area of the city. The police think they've foiled IRA plans for a major bombing campaign. Chief Superintendent Jim Crutchley says a single spark could have set off the latest explosives discovery and would have devastated a large area.
Supposing that the explosives itself had been primed, etc., and that had gone off, it would have had a devastating effect on the area concerned.
Would the entire square have been wiped out?
Oh, no doubt it would have been. There would have been a substantial loss to life had that explosive gone off.
Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past 7.
AircheckDownloads.com.